Every once in a while, a product comes along that changes everything. And that product is Aura.
Aura is an easy-to-use app that includes everything families need to protect their identities, money, passwords, devices, and more. It's really easy to set up and has everything you need, so you don't have to download 7 separate apps to get things like parental controls, antivirus, ID theft, and transaction monitoring, and more. You get everything at one affordable price.
What makes Aura different, you say? It's simple to set up. It protects against today's and tomorrow's threats, and with parental controls to let your kids explore the internet safely. Filter harmful sites, apps, and manage screen time easily. Online safety for today's digital safety. It's tech that grows with you and your family.
Browse safely, surf smartly. Aura comes packed with all the tools you need to protect you and your family from the online threats you can't see.
Our listeners will get a 14-day free trial of Aura for individuals, couples, or their family by going to aura.com/potential. That's Aura, spelled aura.com/potential.
Once again, get your first 14-day free trial of Aura by going to aura.com/potential. Protect what's important. Proactive protection for your assets, identity, family, and tech across every device. And remember, know your potential.
Potential Podcast.
Reviewing the latest in movies, TV series, video games, books, and more. This is Potential Picks.
Hello and welcome back to another edition of Potential Picks. I'm your host, Chris Dewar, and I'm joined by my co-host and fellow fighter, Taylor Sokol. Today we're reviewing the action thriller film Monkey Man. This is written and directed by Dev Patel. This is his directorial debut, and co-written by Paul Anguinoa and John Coley. We saw some trailers pop up for this and looked pretty cool. Obviously was giving some Indian John Wick vibes, but I think there's a lot more to this film than meets the eye, and I want to check out this Monkey Man movie. And, you know, Dev Patel is an actor that I've really enjoyed his work over the years. Obviously, Slumdog Millionaire was kind of his kind of big first hit, but I mean, he's done some great films like Lion, and, you know, to see him kind of want to take a stab at being behind the camera. Not just in front, but also I always find it so difficult, these actors that want to do both, be in front of the camera with full leading role and direct at the same time.
Like, it's, you do this, you do that, okay, yeah. All right, Dev. Yes, Dev.
Yeah, so let's get into it. We're not doing spoilers today for this. This is something we want to go out and see. Taylor, what's a brief synopsis of Monkey Man?
So we follow a young man who is kind of struggling to make a living as he works, you know, as an underground fighter, wearing this monkey mask until he's beat every night for more popular fighters for cash. But dealing with a lot of trauma from his childhood of losing his family, he finds a way that he can infiltrate this kind of enclave of a sinister, you know, crime ring and get revenge for what happened to his family and to his community. So yeah, this, just seeing the trailer is like very intense, and it was kind of John Wick, but like, was there going to be maybe some supernatural elements, maybe delving into, you know, Indian lore and culture. And so I was really kind of blown away by what this film was. And, you know, we talk about the brutality of the John Wick films. There's a lot of actions, but not to the point of John Wick. And I think that's great because of, with the pacing, there's a lot more development than a John Wick type of character. And I tell you, Dev Patel, like, as you said, huge fan of his work, and he's just gotten better and better with every project. And this film really is his vehicle that he is driving the ship, but not just acting, but directing. And it really shows.
Yeah. It's like, it's almost like a 2-for-1 film, mm-hmm, because there is the revenge arc, and that is very brutal. And that's where a lot of the more intense fight scenes are happening. And throughout the film, we're getting flashback scenes, learning about like what did happen to his mom, what happened to like his village, what, you know, what's his reasoning to kind of go put his life on the line for this like revenge quest. But at the same time, you also have this kind of fighter arc with him where he is a fighter and he knows how to fight, but he's not like the best.
Well, know? it's almost like and you see a lot of these films, he's throwing the fight to make money. Like, oh, yes. Well. And in a way, not only is he making money, he's doing it on purpose, but it's almost like he's letting these other fighters just punish him because he has this guilt and he this rage. He's like, just unload on me. And it's almost like he wants it to happen. Like, not just I'm getting paid for this, but I deserve this. Like, there's this almost, you see this like heavy toll that his trauma has taken on him.
Yeah, which I really appreciated that they, you know, with this kind of film, it's like there's so many layers to it. And so, you know, especially like him starting off with this, you know, the whole monkey man thing. He wears this, you know, monkey mask in the ring as a boxer, and he's one of the fall guys. Like he takes the hits and gets paid to lose. Like he gets paid to basically like fight decently enough, but then usually gets the, you know, snot kicked out of him and he's bleeding from his mask, but he gets paid, you know, some money. And I love, we have, you know, he's not in a huge role in this film, but you have Charlton Copley, who, you know, we absolutely love. He's like the ring, like, you know, he's like the guy who runs this like boxing ring. And I think a big thing about this film too that Dev really wanted to talk about was class and wealth, because throughout the film you're seeing really different layers of, I mean, India, of course, as far as we know from, you know, Western civilization, if you will, we know it's got a mass population, a majority of it poor or working class. And him kind of speaking about how there are these ways that people are taken advantage of, and even how then it works into politics and who runs things and how sometimes decisions are made. Mm-hmm. Either by the police, politics, or even like religious groups taking over into politics. I thought that was pretty interesting too, that there's those layers in there, because yes, you can just watch this film as a straight up bomb ass action film. Because I mean, the fighting is awesome. I will say one thing that was a little much was there is a lot of shaky cam in this film.
Yeah, we both discussed that. It gets a little nauseating. Yes. At times, and especially there's a lot of these chase scenes, not a spoiler, but there's, you know, early in the film, very early on when he's trying to first enact his revenge, it doesn't maybe go so well, so he's kind of running from these criminals, and it's a little like intense for the viewer in terms of kind of seeing what's going on. And I think maybe that works for it because of the injuries he sustains in this film. Like, it's like, well, you kind of feel what he's kind of going through, but when you're watching a film, you kind of want to be able to understand what's going on. And I was like, mm-hmm. if I want to do that, I don't. So I just want to see the film of it, you know?
Yeah. It's weird is that it's not every scene that does that.
No.
You know, of course there's gonna be a lot of comparisons to John Wick, which John Wick, you know, even in its earlier film had a little bit of this, but there was like, you know, a scene that was in the trailer where he enters a kitchen and starts a brawl in the kitchen. And that whole like scene doesn't have like any shaky cam. That was like really well done. And there's just some scenes where like, it's like the angle of like, he's about to get hit by an axe or something. And it's just like, they really sharply hit that camera so that you feel it, like you're in the brawl. But there's just some scenes, especially in the last third of the film, I'd say, where it's a lot of shaky cam and it's just, yeah. it's a lot going on. But the fighting itself is pretty epic. And, you know, you look at these kind of traditional, even like martial art films where it's like, oh yeah, the our hero isn't as strong. And then he kind of finds a kind of a tribe or a mentor, and then he trains.
Yeah.
And they do a really cool kind of sequence in the film of how he trains. And then he becomes kind of beast mode and, you know, enacts his revenge and, brutal glory, and that was all really fun. I mean, I will say, similar to John Wick, there are moments in this film where I I was in a theater of maybe 10 people. You know, it was like a 1 o'clock matinee on a Wednesday. So there wasn't like a lot of people. I laughed out loud due to glee because of some of the moments in this movie.
Like, yeah.
Like, it was brutal, but like, I was laughing because I was
kind of the same extent, like in some John Wick and some of these action ones, when you see some of these kills, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe he did that, you know?
Yes. So, I mean, overall, I think it's a fun film. And Dev Patel, I think he's got promise. I mean, even Jordan Peele saw something in this film. This film originally was going to be put like on streaming or straight to, you know, DVD kind of thing. And he saw something in it. So Peele picked it up to back it so that it could get a theatrical release. And I think it deserved a theatrical release. So I'm curious to see what Dev Patel will want to tackle next. You know, I do feel like he's got a good eye, and he's been in a ton of movies himself. He's had a long road of experience. So, not everyone's going to have an Oscar winning crack right away, but he had a really entertaining film. I was highly entertained. It was visually really cool. The story was very compelling. Little shaky cam, hinders it a bit, but overall, it's still a fun movie, and I'm going to give Monkey Man like an 8.5 out of 10. I had a blast with this movie, and it was fun.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to give it an 8.5 out of 10 as well. I think there were some moments where I think they could kind of like cut a little bit, but it is I think entirely that the film, as you said, it's so layered. It's got really great themes of class, revenge, trauma. And I think this is just the first of many we're going to see of Dev Patel. And I hope that we see some more collaboration with him and Jordan Peele, as they've talked about with him kind of working with Monkey Paw Productions, which is very fitting. Definitely worth seeing Monkey Man in theaters. And you can still check this out in select theaters now. And that was this edition of Potential Picks.
Thanks for listening to the Potential Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Potential Podcast, or on Twitter at the Potential Pod.
Or you can email us. Send us your positive feedback and thoughts, suggestions, and more through our email, thepotentialpodcast@yahoo.com.
I'm your host, Chris Dewar.
And I'm your host, Taylor Sokol.
Stay tuned for more episodes on pop culture,
entertainment,
and nerddom. And remember,
know your potential.